Previously on Down Gilead Lane.
Remember the doctor that was here for Dad's case last fall? Dad saw him last night at Sunrise Grill and said that he's moving back into town.
Why would he pick Coleraine?
Mom and Dad won't talk. They just said something about how he seems tired or something.
Tired of what?
Running, I think they said.
Tom was never like that when we were kids.
You knew Mr. Richard back then?
Oh, we just, went to high school together.
Are you two still friends?
Well, we're not enemies.
I will not stand by and watch you slowly destroy yourself and throw away any chance you have at peace.
What are you talking about?
Listen. Mary and I know everything, Tom. Everything.
Yes, it's about the Morrison kids.
I wonder what's got them so interested.
I don't know, but I don't see any good reason to be dredging up the past. What's done is done.
So, you want to know the truth behind Coleraine's biggest secrets?
We are about to find out what we've been trying to figure out all summer long.
You want to know what happened to Grace Andrews? How her parents died when she was a kid? How she became blind?
Her parents' death and her blindness was tragic.
Why she was sent away to New York and why so many people wanted her to stay away and stay quiet.
All that's left to do is to get this thing out in the open where it belongs.
If you really want to know, well, here we go. Down Gilead Lane.
Haley, I haven't. Wait, there's a pair of your sandals right there.
Those are my black ones. They'd look horrible with these pants.
Oh, sorry.
Uncle Peter's here with Lauren. I gotta go.
Okay, have fun, Justin.
Okay.
And be careful.
All right, see ya.
Where's Justin going?
He and Lauren are testing some rockets to get ready for Rocket Club this fall.
Oh. Where's Timmy?
Dad just left to take him over to Joey's house.
Joey who?
He met him at camp, remember? Brooke? Honey, can you come in here for a second?
Mom, can I go to the park?
Are Matt and Maya going to be there?
No, Maya can't do anything until the afternoon because she has riding lessons. And Matt's gone on vacation this week and next week.
Yeah, Mom?
Brooke, will you keep Michael with you today? I don't want him left alone.
Sure. Luke and Beck and I are probably just going to hang out here anyway.
Okay, thanks.
Why would you want to hang out here when you could go to the park with your little brother?
Because we don't want to go to the park.
Mom, can't I go to the park by myself?
Not without someone to meet you there.
Sounds like you're stuck with us, kiddo.
Where are you and Dad going anyway, Mom?
We're meeting some people for lunch. We should be back, late this afternoon.
Sounds like a long lunch.
Oh, we have some things we need to talk about.
Can I come with you guys?
No, Michael. This is just for Dad and me.
That's right. No kids allowed.
Can you at least bring me back some food?
No, I think there's plenty of food for you here, Michael. Besides, remember what we talked about?
Kinda.
Michael.
Yeah, I remember. Stick to breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm. Which means not so much snacking.
Got it.
All right. Now, we'll see you two later, huh?
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nah, just the two coffees for now, Sally. We'll wait for the others before we order.
All right. I'll bring your coffees right out.
Great.
Thanks.
I forget. Do either of you take cream?
None for me, thank you.
Yeah, black's fine.
Oh, sounds good.
John, are you sure this was a good idea?
What? Oh, for us to come, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we didn't have much choice in the matter.
I guess you're right. Dr. Kramer sounded pretty upset on the phone.
He sure did. I think we're here to play mediator for this little meeting.
You really think Dr. Kramer is that wound up about all this?
I do. And I'm not exactly sure how Ben and Janet are going to react to his way of seeing things.
Me neither. I'm not really sure I want to know. Ooh, there's Janet now.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I think that's Ben's truck pulling in.
Well, here we go.
But, Brooke, I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten since breakfast.
Hey, neither have any of us, kiddo.
Yeah, Mikey, we're all hungry. And I'm looking for something, so just hang on.
It looks like there's some leftover lasagna in the fridge here.
That's from dinner last night. You really want to have that again today, Brooke?
Not really. Besides, you don't really like lasagna, do you, Becca?
Well, it's not my favorite.
Oh, sorry. Forgot about that, Bex.
No problem.
Hey, we could go out.
It has been a long time since we all went to the Sunrise Grill together.
All right, a cheeseburger.
Sounds good to me. Let me go grab some money from my room.
We were supposed to meet here at noon, right?
Yes, Janet. Dr. Kramer must be running a little late.
That's surprising. He was pretty eager to get this meeting started.
That's true.
If he's much later, I'll have to get going. I can't waste a whole afternoon on this.
Janet.
I don't think it's a good idea to drag up all the pain of that night anyway.
Believe me, I know. I don't think it's really our place to make that decision either.
I don't like the idea of exposing anyone.
Grace would definitely agree with you there.
Grace knows the truth about that night?
Of course. She knows the voice she heard.
Well, why doesn't she say anything?
She doesn't feel it's her place to say anything any more than we do.
But she was the victim.
Grace doesn't see it that way.
How can she not be bitter?
She has Christ, Ben.
I know, but does she really think that someone else is going to let the truth out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she hopes it will happen that way.
And until then, she seems pretty content just to live her life.
Are we there yet?
Yep, there's the parking lot right there.
Good, I'm starved.
Mikey, we only walked a few blocks.
Hey, you guys, isn't that a doctor, what's his name?
Where?
There, walking into the restaurant.
That's Dr. Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer, that's it, Dr. Kramer.
Yes, we're here. Come on, you guys, let's go inside.
Just wait a minute, Mikey. What would Dr. Kramer be doing here? Maybe having a meeting. There's my parents' car right over there.
And Becky, isn't that Dad's truck?
Mm-hmm. I guess we know what the meeting is about.
Hey, maybe we should go somewhere else.
Why?
Because. Brooke, didn't your parents say they didn't want us at the meeting?
Well, we're not going to their meeting. We're just going someplace to eat.
They didn't say we couldn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
True. And we didn't know they were going to be here.
Exactly.
And where else are we going to get something to eat in Coleraine?
Exactly.
Guys, they're right over there.
Oh, yeah, I see them. Two booths away from the only empty space to sit in the whole place.
Oh, maybe we should go someplace else.
No way! Nobody has cheeseburgers like the Sunrise Grill!
Shh, Mikey!
What?
Fine. Let's just get over there and sit down before they see us.
So, as young as I was, I felt like my hands were tied.
But why didn't you speak up?
Like I said, I was a little more than a kid. Just out of med school, excited at the opportunity to practice medicine in my own hometown.
But what about ethics?
No, that's all right. I know what I did was wrong. All I'm trying to explain is why I did what I did. I was just as surprised as anyone else when he came to me.
She doesn't know what she heard. Her mental state has been affected by the accident.
Sir, I assure you her mental state was not affected by the accident. She's obviously upset by the trauma of her parents' death, but...
Yes, she is upset by the trauma, and therefore her statement cannot be trusted.
But, sir, I don't think that
her statement will not be trusted.
Are you saying you want me to...
What I'm saying is that her parents' death and her blindness was tragic, but that no one else should suffer needlessly because of this accident. Now just sign the document, Dr. Kramer, and this will all be over.
Mr. Richter, I have an obligation as a doctor...
Maybe I didn't make myself clear. If you don't sign the document, stating that Grace's mental state has been negatively affected by the accident, you won't have any obligations as a doctor. Because I will see to it that you never practice medicine in this town. Again. Again.
So, I did it. I signed the paper. And in the process, I felt like I was signing away my soul. I have regretted that decision ever since.
James, I think you've suffered more than enough pain for that decision. Grace has forgiven you.
Yes, she has. So, all that's left to do is to get this thing out in the open where it belongs.
Oh, no, wait, James. James, you know Grace wouldn't agree with you. Going through with this would be hurting her all over again.
I don't think that's fair. I still think
I know Grace's forgiveness was meant to give you peace, James, not fuel revenge.
Okay. Speaking of forgiveness, I don't think I'm the only person at this table who needs to be forgiven.
Dr. Kramer, are you suggesting that
we should have said something?
You knew more about that night and the reason for the cover-up than I did.
Oh, no, please, listen. This isn't going to solve
it. Dr. Kramer, I don't think you understand. Janet and I were in high school.
Yes.
Now, you just said yourself how, as a young doctor, you didn't have the courage to stand up against the Richters.
Well,
yet you're saying that we should have stood up against them?
Well, if I had known what you had known...
I would say the same of you.
Look, this isn't getting us anywhere.
Hey, let's just all calm down, folks, please.
I can't believe they're talking about that night.
See, I told you it was a good idea to come here. Could you pass the ketchup, please?
It must be a pretty big deal. They're hardly using any names.
Yeah, and it sounds like they all know what happened already anyway.
Ketchup, please.
Well, this is a public place. Anyone could be listening in.
Yeah, this is a public place, Luke, and we have a right to be here.
Michael!
Shh! What?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of this whole thing being out in the open any more than the next person. But if even kids are asking questions...
Kids?
They're just being kids, Janet. It's harmless. And I don't think it's something we need to talk about here.
Harmless?
No, why is that, Ben?
Well, I think this is a little more than a case of kids being kids, Ben. First at the air show, then at the awards ceremony.
Kids are curious about everything.
Apparently, even things that are none of their concern.
Mm-hmm. Mikey, close your mouth. You have to be quiet. We missed what they just said.
Yeah, and I think it was about us.
Are we honestly back to this again?
No, let's not.
All I'm saying is that we were kids. And the Richters were a powerful front to go up against, even then.
They sure were. I found that out firsthand the night Tom and I broke up.
Oh?
We'd been dating on and off for about a year.
On and off?
It was easier to keep Tom's parents from knowing we were dating that way. Anyway, we were right here in this restaurant, sitting up at the counter.
Two chocolate malts. I'll bring those right out to you.
Thanks.
So what about your parents?
They don't know where I am. As long as I'm in by curfew and they think I'm keeping up a good image, they don't care where I am.
Hey, I see you two are back together again.
Hey, your vision's 2020. Good for you. Ugh, why do people have to be so nosy? Why can't they just leave us alone?
I don't think she meant anything by it, Tommy.
Janet, sometimes I can't stand this town. Everybody knowing everyone else's business. Let's get out of here.
Sure thing.
I think getting out of here is a great idea.
Oh, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mr. Richter.
Janet. I thought I made it clear to you that you were not to see her anymore.
Yeah?
Then why are you here with her?
Because I want to be.
You've got until tonight to end this for good. Aren't we clear?
Yes.
Good. I'll see you at home then, son. Good night, Janet.
And that was that. Nothing I could say could change Tommy's mind then.
I don't understand. Why was Tom's father so against Tom dating you?
Well, my family certainly wasn't the Richters. My pedigree didn't quite measure up.
So Miss Gray dated Mr. Richter?
I guess so.
How could he just break up with her like that?
Just because her family wasn't rich enough or elite enough?
I know.
And how can she stand to work for Mrs. Richter now?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That can't be easy.
I don't know, though. Miss Gray seems pretty secure. I don't think she'd have taken the job if the situation bothered her.
You're probably right.
Oh, I hope so.
Mikey, is that my milkshake?
I thought you were done with it.
I guess I am now. Can I get you kids anything else here, or?
I'd like a cheeseburger, please.
Well, sure thing, honey. I'll bring that right out to you.
Michael, didn't Mom say something about how you needed to start eating healthier?
She said I needed to stop snacking so much. This is lunch.
So, 2 weeks later, everyone was making plans for graduation night.
Were you and Tom still apart?
Mm-hmm. That was our final breakup.
But you were still friends with Tom. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were. But you know how it is in high school. Everything is dramatic and everyone is so awkward.
Take a look at Luke and Becca.
Oh, Brooke has her days too, believe me.
Anyway, even though we weren't dating anymore, I still knew Tommy. And I could tell that the pressure from his parents was beginning to take its toll.
I don't know who's all gonna be there, Cindy, but I know I will be, so I know it's gonna be a great party.
Well, how about you, Tommy? Are you gonna be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Tommy Richter, your dad's gonna let you go to the senior bash?
What does my father have to do with it?
I don't know if that's a good image for a Richter to project.
Knock it off, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Stop being so immature.
Tommy, you know he wouldn't want you to go.
Well, well, well. It looks like we just witnessed the real reason for the big bad breakup.
What are you talking about?
I think he's talking about Janet. What a nag.
I don't think that's what you were talking about, is it, Jeff?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't dream of talking bad about Janet, Tommy. Me and Janet go way back, don't we, hon?
Yeah, sure. In your dreams.
Anyway, about the party. Are you coming or are you gonna do what Daddy wants?
My dad didn't say I couldn't go to this party.
Because he doesn't know about this party.
Okay, so I'll see you there then?
I'll be there.
This is too much.
I know. The pieces are so close to coming together.
I hope my cheeseburger's close to coming to the table.
I can't believe how little we knew before.
Or how much we know now.
One cheeseburger, hon. And there's your check, kids. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Oh, are you gonna go pay the check, Brooke? Wait, let me give you some money.
I'm not going to pay the check.
Then where are you going?
I'm going to tell my parents we're here and to tell them what we heard.
What?
Are you nuts? We are about to find out what we've been trying to figure out all summer long.
You guys, this is wrong.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're being just like Tom Richter.
Whoa, how do you figure that, Brooke?
Yeah, where are you going with this?
What we just heard. Tom went to that party even though he knew his dad wouldn't have wanted him there. And how did he justify it? By saying that his dad didn't say he couldn't go to that party.
Like us saying that your parents didn't say we couldn't come here.
Even though we knew they didn't want us to hear what they talked about at their meeting.
I guess we're pretty much at their meeting sitting here, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
And I guess Mom probably didn't mean 3 cheeseburgers and 2 milkshakes when she said lunch.
I'm afraid you're right there, buddy.
Well, I can't say I'm excited about going over there to confess.
Me neither. But just leaving wouldn't make me feel any better either.
You're right, Brooke. Besides, let's be honest, Becca. It's not like it didn't go through your mind that Dad wouldn't want us here either.
Yeah, I thought of it.
So I guess we'd better go over there, huh?
Should we pay our bill first?
Oh, Mikey! Looks like we're gonna have to talk to Mom and Dad about that, too. Didn't even realize how much you were ordering. There's no way I can cover this bill with the money I brought.
Brave. Maybe we can just tell Mom and Dad we had a really good waitress, so we need to leave her a really big tip.
Nice try, Mikey. Come on.
So, we're all agreed then? We will do what Grace wants and leave things as they are, huh?
I am all for that. And if we can stop all the curiosity around town, it just might work.
I agree, too. We'll keep it under wraps. And hopefully, what Grace ultimately wants. For the truth to be let out by the right person. Will happen, too.
I think it would be a good step for everyone.
Well, I can't say I think this is a good step, but I'll agree to go along with it for now.
Thanks, James. Well, Mary, I hate to say it, but you and I better be heading
Brooke!
Home.
Brooke! What are you all doing here?
Luke? Becca? What's going on?
Listen, before you say anything, we know we're wrong to be here. So, we were wondering if we could just talk.
And we were wondering if you might have some extra cash, too.
Excuse me, sir?
Have you ever tried the cheeseburgers here? They're the best!
Actually, I had one. Yeah,
Michael?
Why don't you two guys come with us, please?
There are still secrets left in Coleraine, but people are starting to talk. And you know, the kids have been tracking this mystery for a while. But today, Brooke, Becca, Luke, and Michael have gone too far, eavesdropping on private conversations. You know, they'll have to deal with the consequences of their bad choices. How did they go wrong? I don't know. Maybe it was they were so excited about getting close to the truth. That's why they risked getting into so much trouble. You see, the problem was they took the rules they were given and bent them around so they could do what they wanted to do instead of what they were supposed to do. Have you ever done that? I think about the time my mom asked me once, "Turn off the radio, it's getting late." So I turned it off and said, "It's off, Mom." Then I waited. Sure, I turned it off when she said, but she didn't say I couldn't turn it back on. Well, when she caught me disobeying, I got punished, and I deserved it. Obeying your parents and teachers is important in your walk with God. It shows your willingness to do what is right and obey authority. In short, do what you know is right, not what you think you can get away with. Down Gilead Lane is produced by CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Want to know more? Write us at CBH Ministries, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or see us on the web at cbhministries.org. This week's episode, Sunrise Upset, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. The production engineer was Lee Nordine, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. I'm Jacob. I'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.